RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bo Johnson for telling me to make sure I waited for after the woo.
Oh, yeah. It's always something. I forgot who we had. What, I just came all the way in. It's like,
that was me.
Wasn't it last time? Yeah, it was.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was like.
I'm like, welcome back in. It's sports. Like, daggone, boy, about scared me out of the doors over here, man.
That's what it was.
I was not ready for that. Look, man, different strokes for different folks when it comes to welcoming back in. But, yeah, Bo's like, hey. Don't mess this up.
Wait a second.
Shout out to Bo for that, man, because I definitely would have come right in just on fire. It is the midday show. My name is Mike Johnson. He's Randy McMichael. We are headed into hour number three, man. Just flown by.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
Like, you can't ask for a better shift.
This is, can't really. I love mornings. Day-day's stepping in their bag with a joke. Mornings are, like, so beautiful because, like, I have my entire day. Like, if there's something I have to do one day that's not work related, like, you have the entire day to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to be tired.
Right.
You know, if I have to, like, take my kid to the doctor and he's got little league practice or whatever, you know, whatever's going on. Like, I can reserve my entire day and still work at the same time. But if I had to pick another one,
oh, dude,
this is the one.
This is peasy.
Like, this is where it's at.
This is peasy. Man.
You're not hitting traffic either way.
You do everything in the morning. Kids drop off everything. Still come back home. Get time. And then by the time you get off work, maybe an hour to chill. And then
granted, this could be some people are out there going, "That's awesome," but this for me is the roughest part of the morning. Is I don't ever see my kids in the morning.
I know.
Like my wife does drop off every single morning. Every morning.
Have you ever done drop off?
Do what?
Have you ever done drop off?
I did it when I worked with Mike Bell 2 or 3 weeks ago. I asked my wife, I was like, hey, I'm going to do Dukes and Bell in Flyer Branch. She's like, cool, you can take the kids. My son, every time he wants to show me something in the morning, he's like, because the only time I've ever done it is Father's Day Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Daddy's with Donuts.
Right.
And he's like, Daddy.
Love Daddy's with Donuts. Love it.
He's like, Daddy, wait till Father's Day. I got to show you something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that the one thing you equate with me taking you to school is Father's Day? Because he knows the one time a year I'm definitely going to be with him.
But I love my babies. I hate drop-off.
Yeah.
I despise drop-off. And that's why I said, my boy Samson, he's like, this year – it is because me and Donna went on vacation, and so he had to ride the bus. And so he's like, hey, Dad, is it cool if I just ride the bus? I was like, huh?
Like from now on?
That's
what he said?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, every day? He's like, yeah. I said, morning and afterwards?
He's like, yeah. How old is he now?
He's 12.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, cool. Man, if there ain't nothing more that I hate than the freaking school drop-off line.
Man.
Nothing in the world.
I'm definitely gonna be that dad that just parks at like whatever business is next.
Get somewhere
door.
Close.
Yeah.
And either walk him there or point him in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Just say slap him on the butt.
Maybe you have too many damn police. You know, I try one time. Police. I'm trying to be slick. I hurry up and jump out, dog, so I ain't gotta go all through this damn maze.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna it's gonna be a situation with us. My wife works in Cobb County, but we live in Fulton, so my kids will be going to Cobb County schools.
Okay.
So there's no like you're not just going to put them on a bus.
No.
You know, like the rest of the time, my wife, like my kids were already like, go to this elementary school, this, like, we're like, oh God, this is going to be quite an adventure. But, you know, you never know what's waiting around.
You have school drop off.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, time to talk about the biggest story of the day.
Read the Brought
to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatments for joint pain.
I don't know, Bo, where are you at on that one?
Pain and fun. You know, like, I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here and they're going to go out there and they're fighting for a one seed, you know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
How am I supposed to feel listening to that? You know, like, how am I supposed to feel as a Falcons guy listening to that? Because, look, I like Raheem a lot. Like, I don't know. I really want to see changes to what the Falcons are, right, just in terms of a linear vision.
Right.
You know, like, I'd like to see the run game match up with the passing game and everything else we want to do at the quarterback spot, match up with the team, whatever else. Like, all the way from the top down. But when I hear Raheem and envision him as a Super Bowl winning defense coordinator and him talk about that building out in L.A. and how it's like, hey, it's just Super Bowl or bust. You know, they're in it for championships. I'm like, man, that is awesome.
Yeah, man, because that's, you know, because there isn't, I'm sure you, there's probably an example, but you talk about, you know less.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being able to win one way and then find a way to get back. Because what was it? Plank them damn picks.
Yeah.
Plank them damn picks.
Yeah.
And they went out and they won a damn Super Bowl. And then what did they do? They took they didn't have their first round pick for 6 years. And then when they finally started getting their picks back, well, they hit on all of them. They start hitting on all of them, everything like that. Really? I mean, and then it helps that you got, I think Sean McVay's a damn superstar. I think he's a superstar coach. I really, really do. And, you know, they're in a position where they did everything right, the quarterback position. You went and got Matthew Stafford. Then you go out there, okay, there's no replacing Aaron Donald, but you go and find three dudes that have the same kind of mentality as him. Well, to be in your defensive line.
And you know this as well as I do. It's like you hit on your draft picks, but you also, when you have – units that are that good, everybody that you bring in plays better around them. Draft picks, like, you know, like Nate Landman's a prime example.
Yes,
like, oh man, can't believe Nate Landman's left here.
And he didn't do this here, captain,
but he wasn't doing that here.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what, that's not what he was here. Like, that's not fair. That's not, and I don't even put that so much on the Falcons coaching staff as I'm like, you know what, just didn't fit.
Right,
Divine Diablo fits with what we're doing right now.
Yes,
and so you got to give them credit for that, and not really. It's tough because I was listening to Tom Brady call, you know, a Rams game, and he's talking about Nate Landman. He's like, oh, this guy's just, man, he's just, he called him a cerebral decision maker or something like that. You know, something you would have called.
Because he had to fill in a lot when he was here. You know, yes. He had to fill in a lot, and he was a head buster.
Yeah.
But
when Troy Anderson goes down.
But the thing about him was that he was, and he's not actually doing a lot of that in LA. He was not a good space player.
No.
He just wasn't. He just was not a good space player.
Oh, man, it's been tough. But, you know, when you draft guys like Jared Worth, Braden Fisk, the whole thing that they're doing up front, man, Byron Young, then you can go out and get guys like Emmanuel Forbes, who plays corner for them, who got cut from Washington. You know what I mean? Like, it just works out for them because they're able to kind of push all that in the right direction. But when you listen to Raheem talk about that building, I just get so much – I guess jealousy.
Sure.
I don't even want to call it jealousy. It's just because like, they have, must be really cool.
What'd you just call it, Mike? What kind of plan?
A linear plan.
That's
like
what they have.
Top down. That's everything is in line.
But that's what they have. That's what. Yes. That's why. That's why. You see that from anything you got. I mean, you have a Cooper Kupp, who's one of the most dominant receivers, gets banged up, and then you replace him with another dude.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you replace him with another dude. You got the right running backs. You have the perfect quarterback for this. Then, all right, you're having troubles throwing the ball in the red zone, so you get one of the best red zone receivers in the history of the National Football League in Devontae Adams. Like, you know,
he's
just
so good, dude.
Yeah, they just know how to do it. They were a big 11 personnel team. You know what now? What are they running? 13 personnel.
Exactly.
Yes, because you know why? 11 personnel was our best personnel because of the players.
Because
we
the
didn't
players.
Run 11 because we wanted to just run 11.
Dude, it's so funny. You just triggered something in my mind that I was listening to. Sony Michel came on and did an interview with Rusty Mansell and Steak Shapiro just a few weeks ago. And they had a documentary come out. And he was kind of talking about the difference between Sean McVay and Bill Belichick. You know, he went to a Super Bowl ring at two different places. And he was talking about two coaches that do things completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bill Belichick's one of those guys that was going to do whatever he had to do to motivate you to get the best out of you.
Yes.
And it was going to be very businesslike.
Yes.
It was going to be like, basically, if I don't do this, I'm going to get cut. They're going to move on from me.
Right.
He's like, Sean McVay is like almost the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Where it's like, he was going to be relatable enough to where he's going to be, I'm going to put you in this situation. You're going to come through when I put you up to bat. And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I expect you to do that. Two completely different coaching styles. But they land in the same spot, and it sounds like their organizations the are very, Sean, very similar.
The thing with Sean is Sean don't care.
Yeah.
Meaning he couldn't win with Jared Goff. He said, I got the Super Bowl with him, but I can't win a Super Bowl
right.
without him.
He doesn't fit the profile of
So you know what? Call Detroit. Me and my lady, we were happened to be in Mexico, and Matt Stafford and his wife were down there. We just ran to each other, started talking and everything, and like, hey, you want to come play quarterback for me? Yeah. Sure, Sean.
That sounds awesome, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, no, right.
I want to come at this one more angle for Sean McVay, because I knew that he was a Marist guy, and I knew that he was a good football player. I didn't know that he was like the – was it 4A player of the year?
He beat Calvin.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he beat out Calvin, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Marist high. Good for him. Now, do you think – because I you're a curious guy to get this angle for it. Do you think this game, like, means any more to him because of that?
What do you mean?
He's coming back to Georgia.
Oh, man.
Is he be playing – his team's coming to Mercedes-Benz. And I think the same way about Matthew Stafford. Like, this is like you're coming back to play Atlanta?
I think Andy said on Wednesday this is his third time playing Atlanta.
Okay.
I think it's his third time. Like, I know Matt Stafford went to Georgia.
Yeah.
He did. But I look at him, he's a Texas guy.
Right. No, yeah, I feel the same way. Guy. The whole thing where he came out, he was like, when people bark at me, I don't really understand.
We had a caller, Mike. It was so funny because the guy called up and asked me about that. He's like, I think it's kind of disrespectful. And I was like, it's not that he's being disrespectful. As a player, we don't walk up to each other and say, go Dogs.
Well, right. And he didn't grow up on it.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean? But when we see each other, I see my partners out. Yeah. And that's what it was. And so the dude, I love, he was such a nice man. But I said, I found that disrespectful. I said,
yeah.
He's
the same way, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a... Like, trust me, and Alabama fans are on a whole nother level when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, don't even act like you even thought about rooting for Auburn at any point in any kind of game. Like, that's just complete, disrespect from that angle. But I was just curious to get your angle on the Sean McVay thing because I have to tell people that are fans of the NFL sometimes where I'm like, these are fan narratives.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But when it comes to a coach like Sean McVay that does have the history at a place like Marist, that's where I don't know. That's where I'm like, Les Snead went to Auburn.
I think it was different when they came to Super Bowl here.
True.
Yeah. Yes. I think that might be different, but this is just a regular season. Well, I mean, it's an important regular season game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, no. When that Super Bowl was here, yeah, he wanted to get here. Because he's
– That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I'd take both those guys in a heartbeat. Les Snead was the guy – you'll appreciate this. I'm sure somebody maybe in your career. Les Snead used to run in the locker room. He's like, I heard that Les Snead was the guy that stood on the table for me in the draft on draft day. Love
Les
that,
is
man.
Les
I'm
is
like, Les
awesome.
Is my guy. Les you know what awesome. I mean? Love Les Snead, man.
I'm surprised he's still there because he's been there forever.
Dude.
He's been there forever.
Man, he went straight California with the slick back hair. That's a whole other conversation for another day. It's the Midday Show. My name is Mike Johnson. That's Randy McMichael. We come back. We'll talk more about the upcoming Sugar Bowl game, Georgia against Ole Miss. We'll also continue to break down the NFL. Stick with us. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 910 The Game.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa! I'm side-eyeing y'all right now. I don't know what we're listening to.
You don't know
what we got going on here, man.
You don't know this?
No, I don't know what this is.
Frankie Beverly and Maze, dog.
Okay. Y'all was singing it, though.
Yeah, I was like this ain't in y'all.
My vibes are higher because of y'all's energy.
Oh, man.
I'm not discounting the song.
Because you make me happy. Oh yeah, dang. Dude. Yeah, this when we play this song on Friday, we know it's almost quitting time.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Almost quitting time. It's time to get to whatever's cold.
Tweeting you their happy hour drinks.
Whatever is cold in the refrigerator, you go come get on, that, man. Yeah, it's Friday. It's gonna be nice today. It's gonna be nice tomorrow. Sunday's supposed to be nicer than normal.
It's gonna get cold. Yeah. My son, you know, he's starting to, you know, he is with a 5-year-old. He's starting to understand stuff. He's like, man, why is it so hot, Dad, on Christmas?
Right.
It was supposed to be snowy. I'm like, buddy, I don't even know what to tell you. It's just one of those things.
Yeah,
just gonna be hot today.
Yeah, dog. Right?
Snow
like,
is not in the forecast.
As long as it, I mean, I am a proponent. I hate winter. I don't like fall. I like it hot. I'm a summer spring guy.
Really?
You can have fall. You damn sure can have winter.
Yeah.
You know, no. I'm good on winter.
I would take winter over summer.
No.
And I'm from No. I'm sorry. No. I'm from Florida, man.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I grew up sweating going to check the mail, dog.
Like, no, there's
you
no
just,
way.
There was, you
but
you're
at Pensacola though. You're on the coast.
Yeah, but you couldn't escape the humidity down there.
Yeah, you're on the coast.
Yeah. We're going to call it the coast. You couldn't escape the humidity where I was growing up. So it is what it is. But man, I'm from Florida, but I'm 5 miles from the state of Alabama.
Yeah, so you're from Alabama.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm from the state line down there where the Floribama bar is. Anybody that's ever been there?
The what?
The Floribama is a bar.
Oh, no, I never heard of that.
Stop.
The Floribama?
Floribama. Neither one of y'all ever.
What is it? What is
it? It's a bar.
Okay.
It's like a world famous bar.
Is it on the line?
Yeah, it's on the state line.
Okay.
I've never
like three stages inside.
To like straddle the line, so you can be in Florida in one side of the bar and Alabama on the other.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe you have to actually exit on one side to be in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think that
I've never.
Kenny Chesney wrote a song about it. Mike Leach actually did one thing at his podium one time talking about it's his favorite bar in the world. Mike Leach was
never heard of that.
Get you a box of shrimp. You know, the whole thing, just sit out there, listen to some live music.
Sounds like a nice place.
It's a really good place, man. It's
Never heard of it.
The crazy thing about down there is it's a coming together of a lot of different, like, college football fan bases.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not really close to anything.
No.
It just kind of is what it is.
How far were you from home at Bama?
4 hours.
Okay.
Like right at it.
Okay.
4 hours.
And now, what's the closest school? Was it Florida State? Or?
Florida State would have been like 3.
Okay.
Or maybe a little bit north of 3 hours. Auburn is probably the same distance.
Okay.
Probably 3.5 to go to Auburn. Baton Rouge, probably, let's call it 5, more than 5 to go from Baton Rouge to Pensacola. So you're kind of there in a little triangle.
Dude, who was the guy? I remember, what was his name? DeMontre Carter? From Pensacola. Played tailback. Went to Auburn.
Maybe. Sounds like something that would happen. We had Emmett's from down there.
Yeah.
Derek Brooks. We had a bunch of dudes. At one point, they had a good thing going down from Pensacola. Justin Gatlin was like the fastest man in the world.
Yep.
Roy Jones had just won another title.
Best boxer.
And Emmett had just set the Russian record.
Damn.
We were on.
We
were on cloud nine. You couldn't tell us a friggin' thing down there from Pensacola. But, yeah, man, it kind of is what it is. If you never heard of the Florida Bama Bar, do yourself a favor. If you go down to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Perdido, whatever you're at down there, stop through. You can't miss it, man. It's a good time. Kind of, I don't know, man. I was taken aback. I was, like, vibing on y'all's music. And now knowing that, like, now I got an issue. So it kind of is what it is.
That's all right.
Hey, we're going to do the AMA coming up in the next segment. For right now, we'll talk a little bit more about this college football. You and I were having this conversation here in just 1 second ago when we were talking about how Indiana reminds me so much of 2008 Bama. Maybe?
Yeah, you were saying that, yeah.
2008 Bama, and maybe 2009. Like, I'm not trying. I think when I say 2008, it sounds like I'm discrediting Indiana because we did not win a national title in 2008. But, like, I played left guard. Our left tackle was an Outland Trophy winner, Andre Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Was a top 10 draft pick to the
Bengals. Number six.
And our center was a consensus All-American.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine Caldwell got drafted by the Texans, played a number of years. Glenn Coffey was our running back. Mark Ingram was his backup. We were very, I don't want to say unathletic, just not explosive.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really ever have explosive.
Who was that? That was four lane. So who was that? Who was that?
Jim McElwain was offensive coordinator.
He okay.
Florida,
Colorado State. The shark humper. the shark humper.
I love Jimmy Mack. When all that stuff was coming out, I was working with Brandon Adams with all that.
He's like, hey, what is this? And is this I know
real? B.A. I'm like, B.A. B.A. would just dive into it. You know, do a whole Dog Nation daily with BA. Like, hey, is this Jim McElwain in this photo?
There's no way you're going to tell me that it's not. That looks just like his ass. I don't care.
Oh, man. Especially, you know, and that was before AI was a big thing.
Yes.
Like, now you'd be like, you can just blame it on AI.
Exactly.
Now, like, back then, I don't know, man.
Like he was cuddling with
it's
a shark.
Crazy. That was eight or nine years ago, man. But it's just crazy how much stuff has changed. No, I think we were just talking about Indiana. And I was like, look, man, they just – and Cignetti was on that staff. He was our wide receiver coach in 2008. And that was just very – like, we went about our business by trying to gain 4 yards on every play. Like, it was not like, hey, let's throw a deep ball. It was like, let's gain 4 yards on every play. We opened the year by playing Tommy Bowden's Clemson team.
Right.
By the middle of that year, Tommy Bowden had been fired and Dabo took over.
Mm-hmm.
But we opened the year playing against Tommy Bowden's Clemson team. And I remember, like, that was like Terrence Cody's first year as, like, our nose guard.
Couldn't
run the football on Mount Cody.
Right.
Tommy Bowden actually called Saban after – and that was Kirby's first year actually as defense coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Because the year before that, he was not. Kevin Steele was the defense coordinator. And Tommy Bowden actually calls Nick Saban after the game and is like, dude, what happened? Just straight up calls him. Like, nobody heard about this till later on. But it's like, I got to figure out what exactly exposed our squad. And Tommy got fired 4 or 5 weeks later, and that news broke that he had actually called Saban after that. But Dabo gets the job. Dabo's had the ball, you know, the job ever since.
Right.
But Indiana, when I look at them – and I look at what they are as a team. I just wonder if they're not, again, I'm not trying to take away anything away from them. Are they explosive enough and athletic enough that they can go win a national title?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but I do know this. They're really fucking almost. Oh, you hit it, Bo? It didn't come out.
Hit it.
It didn't come out. It almost did.
They're really funny.
They're really good.
They're really funny.
It could have been funny.
Yeah.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're physical.
And they're a physical football team. I don't know what Ohio State was doing as far as getting real cute with their play calling.
I don't either.
But I think that, you know, when you look at where, you know, how Cignetti has his team now.
Yeah.
Like, I think Alabama wins the game. I do. But I wouldn't be surprised.
It sounds like you got more confidence in Bama than I do.
I
look at the you know, Indiana's going to be a favorite. I think it's 6.5 point right now, and I just look at it going, if they get into methodical mode, if Indiana does, like, they could just straight up march down the field, get 5-10 yards at a time.
Right.
They're more explosive than we were in 08. I'm not trying to take that away from them, but as it gets down to the final eight teams, and this is the reason I bring this up, as I start looking at it going, okay, who can win a national title?
Right.
The best version of Bama probably could. I just don't know that – I've seen that version for like one half of football in the last 6 weeks. I don't know that that version exists much anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a little bit skeptical of them. I think Georgia can, and they would be my pick right now, to go win a national title. Ohio State can win a national title.
Yes.
As good as Indiana is, I look at the fact that they've got to win, what, 3 straight games against some of the best teams in the country, and I still am a little bit skeptical that they can get that done. I just don't know. And so when you start looking at these matchups and you look at Miami against Ohio State, I don't necessarily – can Miami win a national title?
Yes.
They can.
Miami can win a national championship if Carson Beck doesn't lose it for him. Because defensively, defensively. But the thing, Carson's going to have to make some throws against Ohio State. He's going to have to make some plays. He's going to have some,
a couple whole shots.
He's going to have to make some plays. That offense, they can run the heck out of the ball.
Yeah, they can.
But Carson's going to have to make some throws against Ohio State.
Right.
He's just going to. But I think roster – you were talking about roster-wise?
Yes.
Yes, I think
Miami
that's
where. And I'm glad you bring that up because I keep landing there with Texas Tech. No. Can Texas Tech win a national title?
I don't think so.
Ah, like they have the defense that probably could.
Yeah.
But I look at them and go, dude, I don't know. Oregon, kind of same way. Very, very good team. I just think we're down to the point where you got eight teams left in this thing. And who can win a national title to me? I'm not sure it's eight. I don't even know if it's six.
I think you go Georgia. I think you go Ohio State. I think Oregon could. I think Oregon could.
Ole Miss is – I feel the same way about Ole Miss I do about Texas Tech. I just don't think – I don't know how that's possible. I don't see that happening. It'd be like one of the greatest stories in the history of college football.
Yeah, but my only thing with the thing with Texas Tech is this. They're really good, but they played in the Big 12. I mean, I'm sorry. They're really good. But I need to see this.
And that's kind of where I keep coming back to, yeah.
But I was like this with Arizona State last year, and I had to see it. And they gave Ohio State all they wanted.
They did.
They gave Ohio State all they wanted. So I'm not saying that Texas Tech can't do it, but I need to see them do it.
Well, and that's why I keep coming back to it. Is like I think it goes to your point about them playing in the SEC or not the SEC, the Big 12, Big 10. I think the SEC teams and the Big 10 teams, for the most part, it's like, okay, week in and week out, you're going to have – I mean, Bama played like four or five ranked games this year in a row.
Yep.
And so I think that can you do it for a half? Yeah. Can you upset a team? Sure. Can you win the next three? I don't know. That's where I start falling apart with some of these arguments, man. So
I have a question for you. I know we got to go to break. And, you know, he works with y'all. He's one of our favorite people. I love it. Man, Dylan, just an awesome human being.
Yeah.
And we make fun of him
all the time. Yeah.
And the greatest thing about Dylan is the shirt. The shirt with Simone on it.
Yeah. Are you about to bring up mine?
Whose idea was that?
You about to talk about my shirt?
Yes. Mike, I love my wife to life.
Yeah.
To life.
Yeah.
We'll give my life up for that woman.
Yeah. It's tough.
So whose idea was it?
I did not know that my wife was doing it. She heard the segment where I kind of made fun of Dylan.
Okay. Like, man, exactly.
And I think we were doing fair foul.
Okay.
And Allie's like, is it fair to wear your significant other's face on your shirt? And I was like, no, it's foul. It's absolutely, you cannot do that.
And she made you get a shirt.
And so my wife sent, like a month later, she's like, hey, I want you to open this on air. I didn't even think about it.
Right.
It never even crossed my mind.
Right.
It was just a cool Christmas present, some kind of Bammer-related swag. But so we come in here and I open it up and it's my wife's face. It's five pictures of my wife.
Have you worn it?
She made me wear it on Christmas Day. She made me wear it yesterday. I have a picture in front of the tree with my wife's face on a shirt. And it's the best part is it's Lindsay, but the S is the dollar sign. Lindsay, the S is a dollar sign. So yeah. And I actually have gotten a couple of pictures. Shout out to everybody on the socials. Of guys that they had the same gift given to them. They're like, I guess I'm wearing the same shirt now too.
Right.
It was a good idea. So it kind of is what it is.
Yeah. Love her to life. It's one of those things where, come on.
It's
like,
you know,
she got me some draws, right?
Yeah.
With her face on my draws.
I respect that.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
I respect that. That kind of makes a little more sense. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. It is, it is time for the AMA. In just a few minutes, we're going to have the midday AMA, you guys like to call it. Grab your phone, dial us up, ask a question, 404-726-0929. No question will be turned away. I'll be right back here in just a few minutes.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, we're going right now.
Yeah.
All right, we're going right now. All right, this hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. It is the Midday Show. My name is Mike Johnson. He's Randy McMichael, and we are hanging out here, giving you the – I tweeted this out. It's the Trey Block edition of the Midday Show.
The Trey Block, yes.
The my welcome to the NFL moment.
Uh-huh.
Not in a game, but just I lined up at practice as a rookie. I was playing a little bit of guard, a little bit of tackle, and I lined up at tackle – and I look over there and here, what's the call? What's the call? And I was like, it's a Trey. And he echoed the call. Trey.
Mm-mm.
Tony G.
Mm-mm.
Tony G lined up next to me. I looked down. I was like, oh, that's Tony's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Gonzalez's hand right there.
Don't yell too loud. I've learned that as a young tight end in the league. They know what a Trey block is.
Yeah.
Don't say it too loud.
I'm not sure that's what we called it.
No,
triple Trey, yeah. Something
yeah.
Of, something
all three of them. Don't call the Trey you know. Because they know. What's coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
This AMA is brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org. I got a question for you before we actually get to the AMA,
yep.
Before we take any questions. You ever wonder what your value would be in NIL right now?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, because it would probably just irritate me that I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you don't ever like, oh, man. So I asked Rusty.
I know we have fun with that. Like, oh, I would have made some nice loot. I would have made some nice bread.
Yeah.
So
I think that when I asked Rusty to sign a day like a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, yeah, I just kind of want to know.
Right.
Like he knew me as a recruit, kind of, you know. I was just like, hey, just ballpark me.
Right.
He's like, 400 a year.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I was sick.
Hell yeah.
I was like, oh man, don't do that.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
sick.
Like Rusty had to give me a star. So, you know, I had no star. So Rusty officially gave me my one star. So
a symbolic gesture.
Yeah, gave me a one star after all these years of leaving high school. But yeah, I don't know what mine would be. But
I had stars that were given to me after I committed to Bama.
Right.
I was not a known recruit.
Right.
Zero. I was not on any service. And then all of a sudden, like it comes out in the Pensacola News Journal that I committed to Bama.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, like all these, you know, the rivals or whatever at the time, scout.com, I believe,
mm-hmm.
show up and they're like, who is this kid? And then all of a sudden there's like film out there, and they're like, oh, this kid's
yeah, Bill Shank, okay. Bill Shank wrote a story, my main man Bill, down there in Macon, Georgia, wrote a story about me committing to Georgia, and then after that, then school started calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway. That's how it was. I stayed committed to Bama through the whole thing. You know, I got people wanting me to come on visits and all this other stuff. I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
They got me to commit back when nobody even knew I was. So I'll stick with that one, and then ended up getting Mike Shula fired. But it is.
Damn, dude! I know that right there. Because Mike was on the staff with me in Miami.
Oh, and I didn't know.
And
this.
I love Mike.
I forgot about that.
I love his father, but I swear to you, when they said that he was getting a head coach job at Alabama, we were like, really?
But they didn't have any choice. It was like May.
We were all like May.
It was after the Mike Price ordeal.
Dude, we were all really.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about, yeah. And I love Mike, man. Love Mike to this day.
Yeah, I love him. He's such a good dude.
Got to see him when I got to, the, when I got to, you know, the NFL. I got to see him twice a year in Carolina.
But that's, I'll never forget that. We were all like, really?
Yeah. Good dude.
Yes, great very, dude. Very.
We'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Bo, who we got waiting on the phones?
Hey, first we're going to go out to fifth place Skip, calling from the Yammobile.
Nice, Skip.
Oh, you didn't have to go there, Bo. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Skip.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, Randy? Mike Mafia, what's going on, baby?
Wham, wham, wham. My God, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, first of all, happy holidays to both of y'all and your families.
Yeah,
okay, now this is a two-part question. Since both of y'all was offense on the offensive side, who in today's defensive guy would you on a running play would you love to knock down? That's for you and Randy. And then on the second question, what guy would you love to have an interception and you go knock his head off? And that's in today's society, not back in y'all days, but in today's society. Who would you like to pancake or block out? And then who would you like to have an interception so you can tackle him? And y'all take it easy.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call, Skip. Fifth place, Skip. I'm trying to think, like, who would I love to knock down? This could go one of two ways. Do I want to feel accomplished, or do I want to knock down somebody that I think is really proud of themselves?
Yeah.
If I wanted to feel accomplished, I'd say I'd probably want to knock down Vita Vea. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like if you knock him down, you're doing something.
Yeah, it's like
that's an immovable option, right?
If it was option two and like somebody that I knew took a lot of pride in their game, probably be like Max Crosby.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I'm gonna go with Max.
I think the world of this dude, man. I do. But I think that getting him, it would be something because he would want to fight.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's the type of guy that you can get out of his game where he just wants to just kick your ass space. The whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be one.
He's one of those guys where as an offensive lineman, you're looking at the sideline going, please God, run a screen or a draw.
I love that. Just run a screen or a draw. I love that dude. Though.
And he's going to know your snap count by the third quarter.
Yes. So. And he's going to be jumping it.
It's going to be unfortunate. All right, Bo, who we got next?
We're going to go out to Bray and Tucker.
All right, Bray, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Happy holidays to both of y'all.
Yeah, same to you.
I got two quick things. So if the Falcons so happened to beat the Rams Monday night and Kirk has a good game, are we allowed to let Kirk start doing the swag surf again? And second thing, Randy, y'all were talking about Earns this past Wednesday. So one of my buddies called me and said his wife's grandmother, you know, the Earn was basically on tour as far as the grandkids. So one of the grandkids got into it with their baby daddy, and he threw the urn out. He threw the ashes out the window.
Oh, damn.
And the last thing I heard was they haven't seen him since then.
Oh, hell no.
And y'all have a good weekend, man.
Appreciate it, Bray.
All right, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Bray.
First of all, I just got to know, why are we out there about urns?
We were talking about urns because I brought the question, say Lindsay has an auntie that she loved, or even grandma or somebody, and y'all had to urn your house. And you accidentally knocked it over, would you tell your wife? Or would you go get the charcoal? No. Or would you go get the charcoal out of the grill and put it in there?
Yeah, 100%. You can't tell somebody.
You can't tell somebody, right? That's what
I'm
saying.
It's honestly, at that point, that's the kind of topic where I'm like, it's just selfish for me to tell you.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you that I knocked over your grandma.
It's making me feel better to tell you, but not you.
Yes, exactly. Andy's like, I'm not going to tell you. I'm gonna fill up the urn. Smashes.
Urn, just the idea of an urn, though. I don't know if I can. I can't quite cross that. I realize some people do that, and it's very heartfelt. I understand, but like, I don't know that I would want to house an urn in my house.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
I don't want.
As far as the swag surf goes,
you swag and surf.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
if we should have ever done that in the first place.
And like Bo likes to do this and play them damn drops and everything like that. I'm so over him.
Yeah.
We never hear called him that dumbass nickname that he had when he got.
Oh, you're over Kirk.
Yeah, all that crap. Just hurry up. Hurry up, season, so he can go.
Really?
Yes.
Man.
Yep.
I understand that. And I think the majority of Falcons fans probably feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon at that position, though.
We can definitely agree on that.
Yeah. But I think that
him being the quarterback here next year is a non-starter.
No, it is for me, too. I've said the same thing on the morning shift, and we've talked about it. I don't know how you – but I just don't – you're going to have to basically sign somebody that you're like, all right, you can be the quarterback for a month. Yeah. A lot of people brought up Malik Willis to me. I'm like, he's going to be a starter
next year. I saw that.
He's probably going to be a guy that can probably go out and at least get a year's worth of money, like a Russell Wilson deal or a Justin Fields deal. We're not going to pay him that money to be a quarterback for four games.
No.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. No. So,
I said they need to go get Jameis or Jacoby.
I would love Jacoby, I think he's under contract.
He's under contract. Okay, he's under contract. We didn't know his contract.
No, I don't want to trade for a quarterback for four games. But Jameis would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, look.
It'd be awesome.
We might as well have fun.
Yeah.
You know? And his game matches up with what Michael Penix is. You know? That's one of the things you got to look at. You don't need somebody that's a dual threat guy.
I'm looking at Jameis for selfish reasons only.
Yeah.
Interviews. Yep.
100%. Might as well. Might as well have fun while we're at it.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting start to the year next year, but it is what it is.
I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said, we strong, man.
I think, yes. Can you imagine interviewing that? God, like, man. I would put money up to have a weekly with
Can we claim dibs on that if that happens during training camp?
Yeah. What is he? I think he's from somewhere around Birmingham. Like Bessemer. Hueytown. Bessemer. Like that.
Bessemer. Yeah.
Not far from Tuscaloosa. All right, Bo, who we got next?
Let's go out to Shane in Fayetteville.
All right. Hey, Shane, what's going on, man?
First of all, what's going on? Happy holidays, y'all.
Yeah.
Mighty Mafia, of course.
My man. Let's go.
But you make it hard. It's an outcast thing. And now you don't know Frankie Beverly and Maze. You around enough black people, Mike, to know this song. Bo know it, and he knew it before they started playing it.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
That's all right.
But if you look at me, I'm from Camelton Road. I outcast the whole nine, everything like that. But looking at me, you wouldn't know that one of my favorite songs is from Elton John, or that my favorite Metallica song is For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Okay.
So what is the song that would surprise people that you like just by looking at you?
Yeah, I got a great answer to this question.
I can't hear nothing.
He said, "What's a song that people would be surprised that you like?"
Oh, okay.
Essentially, you know, like what's that one that you keep hidden really deep in the iPod shuffle that every now and then you might bust out. You see it on a Spotify and you're like, you know what, man, that's a jam. Mine is it's a Miley Cyrus song called Party in the USA. Y'all familiar? I used to rock that song. Only in the
hold
earbuds,
on, dude. I wasn't hold putting on, it on hold on, cup. Hold on, hold on, hold the hell on.
Yeah,
I know the song.
Okay,
did you say you used to what to it?
I used to rock that song. That's it.
Were you
is that okay? I thought we were burying our souls in here. I thought that was part of the question.
Were you sitting there with your baby when you did this? Like little girl, all that other stuff.
Oh, you mean like?
Yeah, you were like daddy and daughter, y'all in the car, something comes
no.
up. You were solo with your dude, hollering that out.
Now, granted, the song came out like right before we played in the Rose Bowl, like 15, 16 years
ago. I'm asking you, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were putting it out there. I thought we were all getting to know one another. Now I feel judged.
You should.
Now I feel like you still have to know one another. But, is there anything else that y'all can put out there that you might be a little bit embarrassed of?
No, I know that I would not be saying the party in the USA. I'm just going to look at your big ass singing that song like that.
The party in the USA.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I ain't going to do that to you.
Mine was like Huey Lewis in the News.
Okay.
The harder rock and roll. But I don't know why. I was a little kid and I fell in love with that song. That's pretty much it. I'm not real adventures with my listening because of all the trash I talk about people who listen to Miley Cyrus.
Look, man, it's just one song. I'm not buying the album. It just is what it is. It was a weird point.
That's a new one on me.
I thought it was a safe zone.
That's a new one.
But who else we got on the phone,
that's
man?
A new one on
and whoever it is, just be careful what you say. You might be judged.
That's a new one.
This guy definitely knows how to watch out what he says. We're going to go out to Andrew over in Morningside.
Hey, Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy holidays.
Yeah, same.
Honestly, this was the show that I didn't know we needed to know. But, I mean, Andy's always my guy. So, Andrew's for Andrews. But, but I really enjoyed the show. I don't catch the morning shift that much, only because it's early. My question is, I think you've kind of already addressed it sometimes. My grandmother used to send me this big box of, like, stuff. And she would individually wrap, like, soap and detergent and underwear and socks and things like that. So what's the Christmas gift? And also, FYI, I'm disappointed. I think it was Abe that was on the phone. I'm kind of tight about it, if I'm frank, because I didn't get on the phone early.
Okay.
But What's like a gift you're like, okay.
A gift that you didn't weren't a huge fan of?
We got that question. I'll tell you the funniest thing, because mom was at the house yesterday, and I have three kids who drive. Three kids.
Right.
And so mama brought them all, and it was funny because when it opened up the present from mama, like a car, like a thing, like emergency car kit. It had like jumper cables, all kind of tool things and everything. That's what mama got all the kids.
Roadside kit.
She got all of them that yesterday. Solid. But this was the first time because usually grandma come up, mama gonna buy them socks and drawers. She been doing this today with little kids. All the way up to last year. And this year she came out and surprised the hell out of the whole house when she said, go get the box out of the trunk because it's heavy. I'm like, how many damn socks and drawers you got,
mama? Yeah.
Came out all roadside kit. Roadside
kits. There you
go. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, that's a solid.
It's a thoughtful gift.
They were all like, grandma, where are my socks and drawers?
Yeah.
we need some more socks.
You hate it until you don't
have it. Yeah, we need some socks.
All right, tell me what I got to do right here.
All right, now it is time for the takeaways of the day.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Well, my takeaway of the day, Mike said this earlier, he likes pipe and coffee.
Yeah.
He also said something about mayo and mustard on the lines of driving, which I have no clue.
Keep it between the mayonnaise and the mustard.
Yeah, that right there. And he's a very sweaty guy.
Yes.
And the Miley Cyrus thing.
I got two of them. Yeah. I was going to say, don't bare your soul when it comes to your music around here. And also, Randy has a pair of drawers with his wife's face on them.
Yes.
So that's always good.
Yes.
I love that.
No matter how many years go by, Jim McElwain's never going to live down being a shark humper.
I don't care, man. Hey, man.
It's my guy.
Hey, man. Y'all have an awesome, awesome weekend, man. We'll be back Monday getting ready for Falcons Monday. Mike, man, I appreciate it. I asked so much for you last year. You were busy or off work, so I'm so glad we got a chance to hang out again, man.
Always
so,
a lot of fun.
No doubt about it, man. Y'all have a safe weekend, man, and we'll holler at y'all on Monday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.